Hare Krishna. The essence of meditation is not the mode of thinking, but the object of thought. Some people think that meditation essentially means thinking deeply, and it doesn't matter what we think of. So if somebody thinks deeply about some movie, somebody thinks deeply about a novel, somebody thinks deeply about any subject, that deep thought they think of as meditation. Actually, so they equate meditation with the mode of thinking. If the mode of thinking, in terms of if it's deep thinking, then they call it meditation. Yes, in ordinary conversational terms, we may call deep thinking in terms of the mode of thinking being deep, we can call that as meditation. But when it comes to philosophical discussion, when the word meditation is used, it focuses there not just on the mode of thinking, but on the object of thought. That means we think not only think deeply, but we think deeply about the deepest reality. And the deepest reality is God, Krishna. So meditation, in its most evolved sense, refers to a constant absorption in Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about meditation at various places. Especially in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he talks about how one should sit in yogic asanas and then turns one's consciousness inwards. So, yogina, in that 6th chapter, Krishna concludes with Yoginam pi sarvesham madgatenantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamo mataha. So, yoginam pi sarvesham, and among all the yogis, madgatenantaratmana, those who pursue me inside the heart, shraddhavan bhajate yo mam, those faithful people who worship me, same yukta tamo mataha, they are the most intimately united with me. So essentially what Krishna is telling here is that the topmost yogis are those who fix their consciousness on Him, those who meditate on Him in their own hearts. So in the heart, if we turn, you know, there is a biological heart, beyond that there is a subtle body, beyond that there is a soul, and beyond that there is a super soul. So by their introspective contemplation, by their meditation, such yogis have gone deeper and deeper within, and they have come to the deepest reality within, that is Krishna. And such meditation is the supreme meditation. Why is it supreme? Because it is not going, firstly, it is because it is going to the deepest reality, Krishna. And more importantly, it is also going to give us the deepest satisfaction, the deepest fulfillment, the most lasting fulfillment. Krishna is eternal, and when our consciousness becomes fixed on that eternal reality, then we too attain an eternal destination. So meditation on any other object cannot provide us such pure peace, such purification, and it certainly cannot provide liberation. So this meditation in the philosophical sense is the deepest level of meditation, and it is the most rewarding form of meditation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.